morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Future expectations for the agriculture economy turned lower in the latest monthly Ag Economy Barometer by CME Group and Purdue University. Released on Tuesday, the September reading of 132 was unchanged compared to August. However, the barometer's two sub-indices, the Index of Current Conditions and Index of Future Expectations, did shift in opposite directions. The Current Conditions Index rose to 135, while the Future Expectations Index fell to 130. Organizers of the survey say that while the decline in the Future Expectations Index was modest, it could be an indication that some of the optimism that surfaced among producers in late 2016 and early 2017 is eroding. The barometer surveys 400 agricultural producers monthly. A rating below 100 is negative, while a rating above 100 indicates positive sentiment regarding the agriculture industry. And in other news, the GOP tax plan leaves many unanswered questions, including for farmers and ranchers. An American Farm Bureau official says the answers will hopefully be filled in over the next several weeks. What is known about the GOP plan is that it reduces the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20% and the individual rates from a top rate of almost 40% to 35% with a business rate of 25%. But American Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf says that leaves open the question of how producers' income will be taxed.
What we don't know and what we have to wait and see is how will farm income be divided between the new pass-through business rate and the individual rate?
A majority of farmers pay taxes as sole proprietors under the individual code, not the corporate rate, which could end up having them pay the new 25% business rate versus the even lower 20% corporate rate or some mix. Meanwhile, Wolf says while the GOP plan proposes ending the estate tax, it's still silent on a related issue.
The blueprint tells us that estate taxes will be eliminated, but we don't know if there will be any changes to stepped-up basis. The document is silent. We don't know what happens to cash accounting. We don't know what happens to like-kind exchanges. We don't know what's going to happen with capital gains tax rates. But we do know that there is going to be a rollback of the deduction for business interests for corporations and maybe for non-incorporated businesses.
The House will vote on a budget bill this week that could clear the way for committee action on a tax bill in the next few weeks. The Senate hopes to complete committee action on its bill by November 13th. Remember, to learn more on these stories and others, you can always visit our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
In the market for a do-it-all green and yellow muscle machine? Well, look no further than P&K Equipment at the John Deere 5085E utility tractors. These 85 horsepower tractors are tough, versatile, and full of capability. Right now, all in stock. Remaining 5085E tractors at P&K priced just $44,900. Stop by one of our 10 locations to check them out or visit us online at pnkequipment.com. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/27/17. Includes retail bonus and special P&K discounts. Residency and other restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. See P&K for details.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.